Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Josh, and I'm bringing you today's Daily Phil. And it's called Look, Consider, Seek. In Matthew chapter 6, we have these three phrases. Look at the birds of the air. Consider the lilies of the field. But seek first the kingdom of God. I still remember one of Pastor Dennis's encouragements to me as a young pastor, learning how to study a passage of scripture. He said, look at the verbs. The verbs are where the action of a passage is. To this day, one of the first things I do when approaching the text is to look at the verbs. As we come to our passage this week, there are several verbs. But because Jesus is teaching us something, it is most important to look at the commands. The first command is a negative one, which sets up the topic that Jesus is teaching. Do not be anxious. As we all know, this is not an easy thing to do, or I guess to not do. No one has been cured of anxiety by someone yelling, "Stop it!" For that reason, Jesus gives three other commands, and those are look, consider, and seek. Let's begin by observing the first two, look and consider. Have you ever considered that these as commands? They're commands from our Savior. Look at the birds of the air. I wonder if Jesus would have a strong word for those of us who are often stuck inside looking at screens. Screens that even we could put in our pockets. Would he say, no wonder you're so anxious. Go outside. Look at the birds. And I mean it. Get out. Go now and look at birds. Then to those who are overwhelmed with life, he might say, just go sit in a field and contemplate the flowers. Admire their beauty. Oh, and by the way, this is a command. So treat it as such and go do it. What would happen if we listened to Jesus and chose to get out into nature as a regular part of our healthy spiritual rhythms? Could it be that he might have some answer for why we deal with so much anxiety? While birds and flowers are beautiful, the piece of nature that can calm down my stress is actually the ocean. I love the first sight of the ocean, even if it's in my car as I'm pulling up to the beach. A wave of peace washes over me. To me, the ocean is like this big void that sort of absorbs my stress and reminds me that God is so much bigger than my problems. I think this is what Jesus is getting at. He's suggesting we all need something to remind us that our little problems are not as important as we think they are. And it is only when we can get to that place that we can begin to follow the final and maybe the most important command. Seek first the kingdom of God. You see, when I'm worried about everything else, it's really difficult to have the perspective to live with a kingdom mindset. However, when I can learn from Jesus and maybe enjoy the birds, the lilies, the oceans, sunsets, mountains, a tree, or a trail, then we might be able to turn our gaze outward toward what God might have for us. I pray that would be true for you today. God bless everybody. Have a great one.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.